This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 13th. God's word to you today is for this cause. Our scripture reading is taken from John 15, verse 16, and it says, "You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name." John 15, verse 1 says, "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener." In yesterday's devotional, Jesus showed us everything about our walk with God from this verse. Jesus says, "He is dependent on the Father, and we are dependent on him." Anyone that thinks they are not dependent on Jesus, anyone that thinks they can stand on their own will, wither. It is just a function of time. Not only is the grapevine dependent on the vine dresser for propping, the grapevine is also dependent on the vine dresser for pruning. Pruning is a process whereby a fruitful branch is trimmed so that it can be more fruitful. The grapevine also needs the vine dresser for cutting. The vine has some branches that will not be fruitful. Such vines will continually clog up space and affect the yield. So the vine dresser takes his time to examine every branch and cut off the branches that are not fruitful. John 15 verse 5 says, "Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches." In the diagram in today's devotional, we see that Jesus is the vine. Believers are the branches. And the fruit that the believers produce is by the power of the Holy Spirit. However, the fruits do not grow on the vine. The fruit only grows on the branches. The vine needs the vine dresser. The branches need the vine. And the fruits, by inference, need the branches. John 15 verses 1 to 2 says, "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more." When a life is not fruitful, that life is at risk, even with God. The same shears used for cutting is the same shears used for pruning. Everybody will experience the clipping, some so that they can produce much more, and some so that God can take them out of the way. I pray that for everybody listening to this, it will be so that we will produce more fruit in Jesus' name. Fruitfulness is a big deal with God. With God, it is not enough that you are saved. You have to bear fruit. Jesus says we have to bear fruit. That is how we can be his disciples indeed. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, even as you have appointed me, I will produce lasting fruit, fruit with seed in itself, fruit that will endure until the day of your return. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.